Celebrating 30 years in the breeding industry, Woodland Stud, I'm rapt to be joined by the Kennys, Paul and Mary. Firstly, Mary, hello.
Hello. How are you, Paul?
I'm very well, and it's a great day. We're here at Lower Long Farms. We've been here for the Stallion Parade today, and it's been a terrific day here with Dr. Kath McIntosh.
It sure has, and a stunning day weather-wise.
Paul, this is Australian weather. This is all it is like. I've had Cam Bray with me. He's been complaining about how cold it is, and it can be, but it's a lovely place, lovely farm, Lower Long Farms.
He's lost a lot of weight, so he feels the cold.
We're allowed to give him a hard time. He'll have to watch this. 30 years in the industry. Mary, I'll put this one to you. When Charlie and Andrew started Woodland Stud, did you think that would ever, I suppose, amass to where it's at as we speak today?
Oh, never in your wildest dreams, Paul. We've just been so lucky with mainly Better's Delight getting him, and he set it up to be able for us to be able to get other stallions, and it's just taken off of recent years.
Yeah, and it is continues to grow. Where is your love, like your love of harness racing? Did that come through with Dad?
Yes, although we started off with thoroughbreds, and then Dad went and bought Woodland Stud, and Paul and I were thoroughbred racing people, but then gradually we went to the other side, and it's grown from there.
So Paul, you initially a thoroughbred person, and now you're a converted standardbred?
Well, we're both third generation racing people. Yep. I've raced everything except pigeons and flies, but I had raced a couple of straight out trotters when we were first married over 40 years ago. Had a lot of fun, but we've been principally involved with thoroughbreds for a long, long time. But as Mary's father and Andrew got bigger and bigger in the standardbred side of things, it was just a natural progression for us.
Yeah. Do you enjoy the standardbred side?
I think I'm a firm convert. Yes.
What's the difference? I mean, here in Australia, there's a strong difference. One, prize money and the way it is. New Zealand, it's a little bit closer, prize money and the likes. What's the difference that you enjoy about the standardbred compared to the thoroughbred?
Well, thoroughbreds for years was a business for us, serious business. And we've just had a lot of fun swapping to standardbreds. We really have, and mainly paces. And we've been very fortunate, probably over the last 10 years or so, with the horses we've been able to race with Mary's father. It's just been a delight, and our children have now got very involved with it.
Have they got the bug?
Oh, I think both of them are straight-out converts, our daughter particularly. Mind you, she's a very, very, very harsh critic when things don't go right.
That can be the way. That's got to be exciting for you. That's one of the things sometimes with the industry that it, I suppose, goes missing, having generational people come through, and, you know, Charlie being your father, but having the kids follow Mary, that's got to be super exciting.
Yes, it is, and even our grandchildren have got the bug as well, and especially our eldest grandson. He wants to be there when the horses are racing, and not so much the younger one, but definitely Aidan, our older one.
And the breeding bug is there with it as well?
Probably not so much at this stage, but that will come.
Charlie was very big on his breeding, and his name still pops up. I think it was Amazing Dream or one of those. You'll correct me in a minute, but always pops up still in the breeding section. That was his one real passion.
Yes, not Amazing Dream. We had Dream About Me, Adore Me, and Dad had Christened Me with Vicky Purden. Yep. We can't lay claim to Amazing Dream.
That's okay, but I mean, he had a real love of the breeding and in trying to improve the breed.
Yes, he did. And he used to go into he never missed a night at the Auckland Trotting Club. Yep. Every race meeting he was in there, and he'd sit in the winner's bar and he'd drink his orange juice and he'd greet all the winners, and especially if they were by one of our stallions, he'd be there, and, you know, he'd probably want to take credit because the horses are by one of our stallions. So
so How did Charlie's, like, how did he start in the standardbreds? Was it just through the veterinary part and purchasing the stud, or was there anything back before that?
There were a couple of mares way back in the day, when I was a little girl, which is a long time ago.
Yep.
And he had a mare called Petite Yvonne, and then he raced a filly called Edette. But it really took off when they bought Woodlands.
And then, of course, Betta's Delight, I suppose, has cemented Woodlands' name in history, which is, you know, and that's one thing now. I mean, we're celebrating 30 years, but Woodlands is part of harness racing history, both Australia and New Zealand, New Zealand and now Australia, both sides of the ditch, which is exciting.
Yes, it is. It's very exciting.
It's a big business now, Paul. We're here at, as I said, at Lower Long Farms here in the Goulburn Valley. We're standing outside American Ideals Yard. Lather Up, it's just up the way there. It is big business. You've got five stallions standing in New Zealand as well. So it's getting very exciting, the way the stud and the growth of the business.
Oh, exciting is the right way to describe it. And it was an exciting development. Getting in partnership with Kath here. And standing first American Ideal, he took on a new lease of life, changing home. She's handled him beautifully, and we're just delighted that we've been able to put Lather Up here. Mary and I are seeing Lather Up thanks to COVID. We're seeing him for the first time today. We've been impressed. He's a lovely horse.
The stallion parade here, full stop. I mean, it was terrific, and the way all the boys paraded. I can have a soft spot. Kath might tell me off, but I thought he paraded sensational. Lather Up, or Sudsy, as he's more affectionately known.
Yes, no, we were delighted with him. We've seen pictures of him, obviously, but the pictures don't do him justice. He's let down into a lovely stallion.
He has indeed. Mary, it is big. We say it's family. You have an extended family. We've got Stace standing on the other side of us, making sure I don't ask the wrong question. I'm not sure if that's actually why. I think she's just keeping an eye on me. But it is a business. But the family part of it, you've got Stace, Mark Hughes, Belinda Richardson's come on, Cam Grant over there in New Zealand as well. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy getting over to New Zealand. That's what Woodlands is about. It's a business. Yep, we've got to make money, tick the boxes and everything, but it's also fun and it's there to be enjoyed.
It is, and we are so lucky with the team we've got around us working for Woodlands, and we really appreciate everything they do.
Yeah, and Andrew's, he's very passionate. He drives from the front as well. He likes to be out there in front, and he does a great job there pushing him along, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He's very hard to head off.
I've noticed that too. He's not that keen on these interviews either, Mary. He's a little bit like you. You guys are a bit shy around the cameras.
I've never liked public speaking.
You're doing a good job. You're nervous about it, but you're actually doing a good job. Paul, what's next for Woodlands? Is there any scoop for us, or are we just going to keep going at the way we're going at the minute, or have you got a little bit of a scoop maybe for next year or the year after?
I wouldn't like to say we have. It's another consolidation year this year. We've got certain challenges to cope with here in Australia. Australia's a very important part of the business. But challenges like Harness Racing Australia's stallion tax, that's been detrimental to us. It's been detrimental to breeders. It's just a very unfortunate phase, we think, that the industry's going through here.
Is that probably, I suppose, the next part of Woodlands is to be more proactive, if you like, in the direction the breeding industry goes, and not just Woodlands, but actually the whole industry here in Australia and New Zealand?
Look, I think the politics of harness racing is an acquired taste. We're concentrating on supporting the people that work with us here in Australia, and on supporting the breeders here in Australia. The clients here in Australia are really important to us.
Oh, they are indeed. Guys, thank you. Really appreciate it. Congratulations on everything you've achieved for the 30 years. The next 30 years is going to be a lot of fun. And I do say well done. I think the branding, the green, you know, I say there about Stace, the promotion behind the scenes, what Woodlands do, it's exciting, it's invigorating. I love it. I love being part of the team. I'm glad you know, I'd love to say I'm part of the team, and I think I am, and I just think it's great. So thank you very much for being here today, and I think it shows a lot of confidence for a lot of the breeders that were here today. So thank you very much, Mary and Paul.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, thanks, Paul, for what you do.
Thank you.